Picking it with Kay and Clay. 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 Hey everybody, thank you again for tuning in. Either you're watching or you're listening to us to Kicking It with Kay and Clay podcast. I'm your girl Kay Marie, and we have another great show for you today. So, you know, we've been talking about health, self-care, and that is something that is just really near and dear to my heart, especially for us, you know, our community, African-Americans, because unfortunately, we're always like low on the list when it comes to things like this and high on the list when it comes to different ailments and diseases and things like that. And it's just unfortunate. So anything I can do to bring awareness, you know, I'm going to do it. And so far, we've been having great expert guests on the show to talk to us about self-care. And, you know, last week we kicked it off with self-care with your physical practices. We had health coach Tiara Scott on, and she gave us some practices that we can do physically to improve our self-care. And today is going to be, we're going to focus on the mental and the social aspect of self-care. So without further ado, let me introduce today's guest. Makisha Griffin is a certified integrative wellness and life coach and the owner of Purposeful Transformations. A woman of faith with a desire to serve, she felt passionate about helping others her entire life. As a certified life coach, she uses her experiences to inspire you to move forward in your journey. Her coaching is about advancing your total wellness journey mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually through various resources, encouragement, and accountability. No matter how big or small your matter, no matter how big or how small your concern is, excuse me, she's there to walk alongside with you every step of the way. And that is great to have a person who is committed and dedicated and has a heart for the people to want to be well in every area of their life. So without further ado, let's introduce today's guest and welcome today's guest, Makisha Griffin. Hi, Makisha.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
Doing well. Thanks.
Good. Thanks again for accepting my invitation, coming on our podcast to help others to do practice self-care mentally and socially. So I really appreciate it.
And I appreciate you reaching out. I know there was a little bit of hiccup with the email, but I appreciate you taking the extra step to get in touch with me. That really means a lot.
Oh, no problem. So just, you know, I'd like to know this a little bit before of our guests before we get started. I know we read in a bio that you always had a passion to help people. So where did that passion come from?
Probably from my mom, like the women in my life. My mom, and I kid her today because my mom always had kids at our house. I was like, you were like the unofficial foster parent because everybody's child was at our house. I watched her just take care of people's kids and do it with no problem, with no complaints. And I was like, wow. And then for me, I guess that's where it came from, but I've always liked helping people. And I can remember as far back as junior high school, I was a peer mediator, a peer counselor. You know, one might say I was just being, you know, I was trying to be nosy, being there about kids, whatever. But I just like helping people. I like to help them get out of whatever they were going through, you know, just to see them on the other end of that. And it's just been with me forever is what it seems like. It's always been with me.
So you probably sound like you were that person, like in your group of friends where they came to when they had an issue, they knew that you was going to listen and be there for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I still am today.
Yeah.
Yep, you are right about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what steps did you take to become a certified life coach and health and wellness coach?
The first step was to be real with myself and to get out of that fear. Mm-hmm. You can unofficially do something, mm-hmm. but before you even get to the point of being a life coach, you have to work on your own life, right? You
yes.
can't try to tell people what to do and your life is jacked
right,
up.
Right, right.
I had to do the work on myself first. I had to face some ugly truths about myself that I wasn't really necessarily ready to face, but I'm a better woman today for it. You know, just having to deal with some of the things. I'm like, that's not me. I don't do that. You know, but I had to, like I said, I can't help you get over some stuff if I'm still like sweeping my stuff under the rug. So that was the first thing. And then, you know, reaching out to people. Just to say, hey, I see you've gone through this program. You know, how can you help me, or, you know, give me some tips and advice on, you know, how to navigate through it. So I think the biggest thing for me was just getting out of my own way.
Okay. And I like how you said that you help people in various with various resources. Encouragement, and what got me was an accountability, because a lot of times, you know, we don't like to take account of our own actions, and I like that.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, because that's where it all starts. You have to be accountable for the choices that you make, you know, for everything that you choose to do. You have to be accountable for that. So I think that's very important, because I can give you all the resources in the world, but if I don't, you know, if we're not doing follow up, or I'm not checking in, and you're not doing your part, then
all of that
is for nothing. So yes, it's all in love.
That, right, you know, right.
You know, but I just want to make sure, if you set out to do something, I just want to make sure that, you know, you're doing what you say. And my thing is, I am walking alongside you on your journey. I'm not in front of you. I'm not behind you. I'm doing this in partnership with you, like a tour guide, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure if I'm doing my part, then I need you to do yours. So accountability is absolutely important.
I like that, because, I mean, if we're not holding ourselves accountable, like you say, you can give people resources all day long. You can talk to them until you're blue in the face. But if they don't do their part, or we don't do our part,
right,
then no, you're not going to see any change, you know. You know,
not one, and still be complaining like, if you don't do the work, you won't see the change. So accountability is a must.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so let's dive in. So mental health and self-care, you know. And I know it's like a whole list of things that we can talk about, but one of the things I really want to talk about is like burnout. You know, doing too much, and you know, just knowing when to pull it back some. So what are some signs that or symptoms that, you know, it says, you know what, I'm burned out.
Right. So honestly, Kay, I feel like most of us, we know, like our gut tells us, you know what, you're doing too much, you need to slow it down. But we don't listen to our gut. It's like, that's us. That's our body way of telling us, hey, sis, you need to just slow down, right? You do it too much. But especially we as women, we don't listen. We like, no, superwoman, I'm gonna keep doing it. I think some of the things, like, you again, I think we all know when we're getting burned out, but when you don't have that joy and that drive to do something, it feels like a job, you don't want to do it, it's always a complaint, you know, your body will tell you, you always getting headaches, your blood pressure high. It's just a lot. It's so much that goes into, you know, that burnt out feeling. But I really feel like when you lose that passion that you once had, you know, you don't find that joy. Like, you go to work every day and you're like, man, this is, oh, stress. Oh my gosh, stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those things, you know, and that's not to say, oh, I'm stressed today, I'm burned out. That's not what I'm saying. It's right. A continuation. You know, if you've been doing something for so long and, you know, every time you think about it, you know, you stressed out, you get a migraine or something is going on. That's when it's time to start reevaluating, you know, every time. It's like triggers. If every time you get ready to go to work and you automatically get a headache or your body tense up, or, and I keep saying work, but it could be
right.
Your body tense up, or you just have anxiety attacks, something is not right in that situation. So, you know, you got to check in with yourself.
And if that's the case for someone, how do they begin to pull themselves out of that?
First you got to acknowledge it, because denial is real big.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. You have to acknowledge if you feel like I'll move to the home front. You always cleaning up, your partner, whoever, you know, they don't help, you know, you doing everything. And it's getting to be too much. You have to really acknowledge, like, hey, okay, something is not adding up. I'm doing all of this and I'm feeling this type of way. First, you have to acknowledge it. You know, you have to know what it is that's causing you to feel burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, you got to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. If it's at home and maybe, I don't know, your spouse is not pulling away or whatever, did you let him know that you needed some help or that? Because, again, talking, communication is important. So if it involves somebody else or where you see you might need some help, you need to talk about it. And maybe, you know, whether it's work or at home or whatever the case may be, that person don't know that you need help because you always doing it and you're doing it effortlessly. You know, you just go and do it because, you know, if you're doing it so much, people expect that out of you. They like,
yeah, that's true.
It. So I'm not going to worry about it.
That's true.
But you gotta speak up.
Yeah.
You have to make it known, like, hey, this is getting to be too much. Can I get some help? Or even, you know, can I reallocate some stuff here or there? Or can you help me do X, Y, Z? So you really have to speak on it. I mean, nobody is going to know that you need some help with something if you don't talk about it.
That's true. Yeah, so communication, the speaking up once you get that feeling of like, hey, I'm doing too much. Like whether, like you said, it's your partner or whether it's something at work, you know. I get that because we as women, and like you said, we tend to do too much at times.
Yeah.
You know, and I know some women, you know, some women are mothers, some women are wives. Some women are like the person that everybody in the family go to.
Yeah. You know? And that's tough when you are in, and I'll just speak from my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency, I'm big on that.
Yeah.
You know, I am a wife and a mother, and especially when my kids were a little bit younger, it's a big age gap between the two, but you know, it was me coming home from work. What we going to eat? What's this? I got to cook, clean up, wash clothes, wash dishes. And I started wearing that. Like, I was stressed. Like, I wasn't happy. But at the time, it wasn't a conversation that I was having with my husband to say, listen, I need some help. But when I did, I was so frustrated. I was like, I'm not happy. I don't want to do this no more. He was like, wait, you know, what's going on?
Where'd this come from? Right.
I'm like, well, you see me around here doing all of this stuff, but you don't want to help. See, we expect for people to jump in
and
not say nothing. But I'm like, I need some help. He's like, well, why you ain't just say nothing? I mean, mm-hmm. I help you wash the dishes. I put the kids to bed. I'm like, was that all I had to do? So I knew that I was stressed out, and they know it too. They can see it, but
yeah,
if you don't verbalize how you feel, and we the queens of, I'm fine. Stop doing that. Like, don't do that. Cause you just adding more to your already stressed out mind. Like, you doing too much. Stop saying you fine if you're not. So when you figure out what it is that you burned, you know, what's got you burned out, you gotta mm-hmm. talk about it. So, you know, you can't hold on to that stuff.
No, you can't hold on. Like you said, when you hold on to it, it manifests in physical, in your physical.
Yes. It, like you said, it all works together. Yeah. Like, so.
So what would you tell someone who, you know, maybe, you know, watching this or listening to this about what are some good practices for your mental health, self-care?
For one, I am big on journaling and meditating. I don't know if you can see it, but I have a shelf just full of journals that I'm like writing, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make any sense. Write your thoughts out, how you feel, you know, what your mood is. Am I happy today? Why am I not happy? Who made me mad? Just be honest with yourself, right? You know, if you don't like to write, meditate. Meditation is really good. I, for one, like, I might not meditate like you meditate. I love mm-hmm. to go out. I love sounds of nature. I will go outside, sit outside and listen to the birds or whatever it is out there. I can't, like, that is the most silence I'm going to get. The nature. I can't sit in here and because my mind.
I like the nature, and I love like the ocean, the beach. That's my happy place.
Yes, girl, put me on the beach with some ocean waves. I'm good.
Yes. Great.
Meditation, journaling, exercise. You know, if that's your thing, whether it's taking a walk or doing whatever, exercise.
So now we did hit on, that was one of the points for the physical. So explain to us how exercising can affect your mental.
Stress reduction. I think it also helps your mind to get, because we're talking about mental, and you know, our mind is always going, you know. Yeah. It allows you to release that. You know, if you're going for a walk, it don't even have to be a power walk, but I'm going to say power walk because, you know, you might start off mad and you get moving and, you know, all of that stress is coming off mm-hmm. of you. It's very, and sometimes when you think about it, you're like, I don't want to exercise. But I promise you, if you do some exercise, will take your mind off.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't done well, you get started listening. If you get a cramp in your leg, it's going to shift your thoughts off your problems to that leg.
That cramp, right?
No, but seriously, it just allows you to take a break away from whatever it is, to get out. If you go outside, you're going to get some fresh air, mm-hmm. you know, just to be able to relax your mind for a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have journaling. So I did want to touch on journaling because, I mean, I know this because I love to write. I'm a writer as well. So for somebody who may be listening to this, like, how is writing my thoughts, whatever I'm thinking about, how is that going to help me mentally?
Well, for one, you're getting it out. You're getting it out of your system. And you know what? If you do it on a regular basis, you can go back and track your patterns. Like if you over a week, all you talk about is being mad, then that's something for you to evaluate. A lot of times, because sometimes people, I try to write with intention. So I have journal prompts that I use to make me think about certain things, to make me decide how I plan to go about my day to make me think about my thoughts or whatever it was that day so that I can see. And because journaling, when you were asking me earlier about, you know, burnout, and I said, if you do it consistently, you can start to see patterns. So that can help you to, you know, acknowledge what's going on with you, to be able to come up with a plan to pivot from that madness all the time or that frustration, so you can know what to do next. And, you know, everybody don't like to journal, but for some, it's very therapeutic. It really is
cathartic. It really is.
It helps you, you know, get that off of you. Because sometimes you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to tell them what's going on. So tell it to yourself in your journal.
Yeah. Okay. So we have journaling. We have meditation. We have exercise. And what else would you say would be some good self-care practices for your mental health?
You have to set, and you know, everybody always say self-care. That's like the right?
Yeah.
Real intentional about that. If that means, you know, carving out some time to, you know, sit in the tub for 15 minutes with some candles lit, you have to be very intentional about taking time out for yourself, because you only get one step. You only get that, you know, and if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do that for you. Absolutely nobody. So you have to make sure that you're putting yourself as your number one priority.
Yeah, you know, and I agree. I said this last week, like self-care, like you said, it has been like a big buzzword like over the past several years now. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you really do have to take care of self. I like to say it's good for self-care. It's good for you in this aspect to be selfish.
Yes.
You know, because if you have to take care of yourself first before you can be any good to anybody else.
Amen.
You know,
all the time. Like, and with that being said, the way you treat yourself, you know, the way, if people see that, okay, she's serious about, she got boundaries. I'm big on boundaries. That's a part of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
People stop sleeping on them boundaries, get you some, because you showing people how to treat you. If that's they see you always doing, you know, whatever to yourself, oh, she gonna come because, you know, she always on the go. She not getting her rest. She not doing whatever. Well, you showing them that, you know. Yeah. You have to show, honey, take care of yourself. You have to.
I like that. I have posted a question on our Instagram page and on my personal Facebook. And I was just asking people, what do you do for self-care? And one particular person said, a couple of people said, they say no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that goes with your setting boundaries.
Yes, you can't say yes to everything. Mm-hmm. You can't. And also with the self-care part, I do want to, and I always say self-care is more than just, you know, going to, it includes this now, so don't get me wrong, but you don't have to spend money for self-care. You don't have to always be getting your nails done and, you know, going to get massages. Again, I am all for those, but self-care is so much bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, like the whole mental health, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, all of that should be included in your self-care regimen.
Mm-hmm. And on that social aspect too, would you agree that surrounding yourself with good people is an act?
It absolutely
for your mental.
It is, because you, and the thing is, you know, you have to grow into this space, but sometimes you gotta cut people off.
Ooh, come on now.
Yes. People, if you are trying to grow in a certain space, you can't have toxic people with you. That's not good. Because I tell you what, and I always tell my husband this, people were always, oh, I knew Keisha when she was such and such. You knew that Keisha. You don't know Keisha. Yeah. Like, people are, we're always growing and evolving. So with that, your table or your circle or whatever it is that you have, it has to evolve too, because you can't be out here trying to start your own business and grow your brand. And then you got these group of, you know, people over here in your ear, like, girl, you can't. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get rid of them can'ts, you absolutely can.
I looked, like you said, it's cutting people off that are, like you said, toxic, or who, like you said, you could have known them for years, but like yeah. you said, people change. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely a good self-care practice, to surround yourself with people that's for you. That'll be, you know, that's rooting for you.
Yes.
You know, not to say that, you know, because it's always good to have friends who are going to tell you the truth no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not talking about that. You know, talking about people who, you know, like take you for granted, or, yes. you know, just don't want to see you succeed. Even, yes. you know, it's like they always want to succeed, but when it comes to you, you know, they hating a little bit.
Right. And you don't need that. And like you said, you want people that are rooting and supporting. And again, you don't want no yes women. Like, yeah, girl, mm-hmm. you should do that. Accountability. Your mm-hmm. friends, if they your friends, they gonna be like, girl, you said you was gonna do XYZ. Like, what's going on? You need some mm-hmm. help. Talk. You know, people that are going to ride with you on your journey, not try to pull you down, not try to belittle or demean your efforts, but that are genuinely there. And you find out who your friends are in those situations.
Yes, you do. Right? Yes, you do. And how about volunteering? Like volunteering of your time? Would you? I think that's a good practice of self-care, because, like you mentioned earlier, it's taking the focus off of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like especially if you have, like, you know, a lot of issues, or when I say issues, like a lot of problems, you know, that arise in your life. But I find for myself, like when you volunteer of your time, you know, just take yourself out of the equation and you're helping somebody else, that mm-hmm. is a real mental boost.
Yes, it is, because a lot of times we'll find when doing that, you'd be like, I was stressing over that, like mm-hmm. seriously. And that's not to diminish whatever yeah. we're going through, but it's to let you know that it's, you could be somewhere else. There is somebody out here that's really, you know, needing some help with a situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, I love volunteering and giving back. So you're mm-hmm. absolutely right in that. And, you know, volunteering, you know, like you said, it takes you away from your own issues and, you know, allow you to be of service to somebody else.
Yeah, it really does, you know, because and like you said, that's free. You know, it might cost you a little bit of gas money, you know, to get to wherever you're going. But that's something that's free. That's something that's it will give you purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it would, I don't know, it just make you feel good, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, after leaving there, I always feel so much better mm-hmm. after I've, you know, met some new people, you mm-hmm. know, it's just a feeling that, you know, it's a great feeling.
It is. And like you said, meet new people, because I get one way how people can be bogged down probably mentally is because they're by themselves, you know, in this life, we're not meant to live it by ourselves. You know, we're meant to be surrounded by good people in our lives. So. Right.
And this pandemic has been very trying, you know, and everybody is zoomed out and,
yes.
you know, you long for that, you know, like you said, with the social part of it, it was tough, you know, especially last year, like everybody is just at home and you're mm-hmm. not, you know, I was going to the gym twice a week and mm-hmm. doing stuff that made me feel good. And it was like, pump your brakes. Now we're going on lockdown. And I'm like, I don't want to do another Zoom hangout. I want to see you in person, you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's been tough having to do that. But, you know, people are creative and they come up with ways, you know, go outside and put your little chairs, you know, at a distance and talk. Mm-hmm. So, It's still tough because you can't hug up on your friends.
Well, like you said, it's still, it made us to think outside the box.
Yes, you absolutely had to do that.
Well, definitely. So, Makisha, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to leave our audience with?
Well, first, it is International Women's Day Month. So happy Women's Day to the women. But
yes.
I just want to encourage everyone to, especially when it comes to your mental health, take that very serious. You know, as I mentioned before, a lot of times people don't want to talk to others. If you find one person that you can confide in and trust, utilize that. Like, don't leave everything bottled up inside of you, because the more you do it, you know, when you get to a point where you want to release, and you will release, it might not be, you know, in the best way. So I would just encourage everybody to just continue to use healthy outlets to, you know, release, reduce your stress, talk to people, and, you know, any of the other practices that I mentioned before.
Okay. And you guys, if you know, you're listening or you're watching and you want to connect with Makisha, you can go to her Instagram. It's purpose. Wait, is that?
So it's purposeful, T4M.
Okay.
I just tried to shorten transformation the best way I knew how. So it's purposeful, T4M.
So it's purposeful, and then the letter T, and then the number 4M. And then on Facebook is Purposeful Transformations. That's T-R-A-N-S, the number 4, and then Mations, M-A-T-I-O-N-S. And do you counsel people via virtually, or is it your state?
Yes, it's virtual.
Okay, and also you can go to her website, purposefult4m.com. I'm going to have that in the information of the of where you're watching this or listening to this episode, so you'll be able to see all the contact information there in the description. Thank you so much, Makisha. And
I had a good time with you.
Thank you. You know, I just love doing this because I just learn so much from everybody that I bring on. And I just I do not take it lightly. I thank all my guests that come on and share their wisdom and give of their time, because time is the only thing that we cannot get back in this life. And, you know, it's really precious. And I thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, everybody. So that is going to conclude episode 2 of self-care, the mental part of it. We hope that you got something from it. I know that you will. I know that you did. And you just be accountable. You know, you heard these practices. You heard what to do if you are in this situation of a burnout, or you know, you have some toxic people in your life, need to cut, or just need to start saying no to things and to people. You know, just put these things in practice. Be accountable to yourself, and you are going to be the better for it. So next week, we are going to come to you with the emotional aspect of self-care and give you tips on managing your emotions. Okay, so thank you so much. You guys know to like, share, subscribe, you know, to our platforms. You know, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Spotify, just about every major platforms where you can listen to podcasts, all except for Tidal and Pandora. I just didn't feel like doing that right now. So, but everything else. And if you want to watch, you know, we're on YouTube. You can watch on Instagram, IGTV, and our Facebook page. I'm Kicking It With Kay and Clay podcast. So we're there for your every needs. Thank you, everybody, for riding it out with us. And to all the great women out there doing the work out there, whether you're a mom, stay-at-home mom, or if you're out in the workforce or in everything in between, we salute you. You know, we women, we are magic. We are. Hey. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And we will be back with you next week. Bye.
Picking it with Kay and Clay. Picking it with Kay and Clay.